This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A new state law makes it clear that Native American students cannot be barred from wearing traditional regalia at graduation ceremonies. Governor Polis signed the policy into law yesterday. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Advocates say there's been instances in which students were asked to remove cultural regalia before they could cross the stage. Melvin Baker is the chairman of the Southern Ute Tribe and says many of these items are passed down from elders.
It shouldn't be about what nationality you are or what you wear. It's about respect. Respect and honor.
Governor Polis says it makes sense to clarify the law that Native American students have the right to show pride in their heritage, and noted that the First Amendment protects the right of students to display their sacred symbols.
It's official. Congratulations.
I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Flood risks from snowmelt have prompted the Colorado Department of Corrections to relocate inmates housed at a Delta County facility. CPR Western Slope reporter Tom Hess has more.
High water from spring runoff near the Delta County Correctional Center has already swamped a secondary access point to the facility and damaged a fence. Inmates have been moved to other correctional facilities elsewhere until water levels recede. A spokesperson with the state says some 12,000 sandbags have been set up to divert water. In Grand Junction, I'm Tom Hess, CPR News.
In Denver, it'll be mostly sunny this weekend. In Grand Junction, expect a slight chance for Saturday storms. This is CPR News.